Hello and welcome back to I've Always Said That with your host Brad. This is RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 9. Recap, review, reanalyze, readjust. Don't readjust your settings though, because you are listening to the voice of Brad, your host. You're welcome. Sorry, still on the high of the Rizical last week. So, shall we get into another design challenge? I was going to say what one might call it. Yeah, one might call it a design challenge even. Anyway, so last week we had the Rusical and Acacia was sent home playing the main role, Kansas Dorothy. A little bit sad. Bye, Acacia. Miss you. So the queens walk into the workroom. Everyone is congratulating Sam on her second win. Huge. There are now three queens with two wins. That's Sam, Anya, and Susie. And damn, it's becoming a quite tight race. A quite tight race? Yes. And the girls without wins are feeling the pressure. Like, if you're sitting there and three people have two wins and you've got zero and you're this is going to be episode 9, you really want to start thinking about, oh, I really need to get something under my belt right now. Right now. Stress. Anyway, new day in the workroom. RuPaul comes in and announces the mini challenge. In the grand tradition of Paris is burning, the library is what? Open. Because reading is what? Fundamental. Yes. Look, my standards for this mini challenge, as of course, Drag Race staple mini challenge reading, has become quite low. Because look, a lot of them aren't very good anymore. Which is really quite sad because we love some subtle shade and we love some direct shade too. But this one was pretty good. Like, it's not bad, but there were definitely like some good people up there. Some of the highlights for me was Anya's read for Lana. A lot of us came here to start our careers, but Lana came to end it. Ouch. Very good though. Very good. I say very good. Yes. Lexi's read for Corey when Marsha P. Johnson threw you, how bad did it hurt? Because she looks like a brick. Classic. Jules read for Lydia. There's no I in team, but there is a D in Lydia and it's Corey's. Oh! Some foreshadowing perhaps of the couple. This episode is very couple focused. Spoiler alert. Lydia's read to Corey, her lover. You may be my top, but to the judges, you'll always be in the bottom. That was good. See, there's a few good ones in there. I really liked it. Susie had some funny ones as well, but like nothing that really stood out to me. So I was quite surprised when she won. Like, she was funny, don't get me wrong. I would have given the win to Anya though. I thought Anya's reads were really quite good. However, Susie is announced as the winner and gets $2,500. I'm like, okay, sure. Easy, but $2,500 for being a little bit shady. Why not? Sounds delectable. Rue announces the Maxi Challenge, and it is another design challenge. The third design challenge of the season. Are we going back to season 3? Kind of love it. We'll see how we go. It is a design challenge taking inspiration from one of three different collections from the icon, legend, and star Betsy Johnson. Yes, Betsy. She's been a guest judge before. She's got like really fun, crazy hair. Her designs are so out there, very like clashing patterns, but done well. We'd love to see it. So the three collections are Punk Grunge Flappers, Betsy's Prom. I feel like you have to say it with an American accent, otherwise it sounds weird. And Prenup. So as the winner of the mini challenge, Susie gets to pick which of the collections she'll go for. It'll be three queens per collection. So she chooses Punk Grunge Flapper along with Lydia and Jules. Prenup is Lexi, Sam, and Arietti. And Betsy's Prom is Lana, Corey, and Anya. I would have chosen the prenup as like, you know, sexy wedding vibe. So many different directions and areas you can go to. Like the black and white, very easy to make sort of like a clashing sort of moment. So that's that's what I would have gone for. They have to use the materials provided. The collections are to be used as inspiration only. The prom theme is a little too pink for me. And the grunge material, I feel like can go easily wrong. Like if you don't know how to mesh it together properly, because it is like kind of like granny pillow cover patterns with like this grunge punk aesthetic. So if you don't know what you're doing, I feel like that could be a bit danger. So that, I think that's, it's really cool that Jules picked that to kind of push herself out of the box a bit. I would have gone prenup personally. Personally, because I'm sure you're going to be on the show. The queens get into starting their designs and Lexi's immediately having a moment. She's having a minty bee. She's had a day. She's had a, oh, it's been a hard day. And Sam comes to her rescue and pulls her out of that headspace really quickly. And it's reminding me a lot of Trinity in her, well, just Trinity as a whole. Like, I can see a lot of similar characteristics. Very competitive, very on it, like, no hold bars, just fully throttle. But she's very caring for her sisters, so that's really nice to see. It's, I like this side of Sam. This is the kind of side of Sam that I really like. Also, because it's like, you're helping my girl Lexi. Of course, I'm going to appreciate that. Love you. For the walkthroughs, Rue is joined by Betsy Johnson herself. And as it is a sewing challenge, my immediate worries goes to Lana, Corey, Susie, and Anya. Because they are the ones, I know off the top of my head, that sewing isn't really their expertise, their niche, their je ne sais quoi. You know? Even though Anya was in the top for one of the design challenges, like she was presenting on the runway, it's like this is the third design challenge now. Is she going to be able to keep pulling that out of the bag? I hope so, but we'll see. Look, the main standout for the walkthroughs was basically Rue saying to Corey, do not give us another mini skirt, short skirt moment. Like, she's like, we've seen this look, this silhouette from you quite a bit, haven't we? Which basically means, don't you fucking come out on that runway with that. And Corey's like, yep, it's going to be a gown. It's going to be a long, beautiful pink gown. I'm like, okay, cool. That could work for her. I think she could pull it off. Like, you know, let's see how we go. I'm excited to see what Lydia puts together. She's got so many different elements going on. She's kind of explaining it to Sam. I'm like, I'm lost, but I just trust her crazy little brain. I think what she's got going on up there will be really cool. Sam is worried, though, that she's putting, there's so many different thoughts and she doesn't really know where it's all going to end up and the execution might falter a little bit. But I'm holding out for Lydia. She hasn't had her chance to shine in the sun yet, so I'm really hoping that this is her moment. Jules is having a moment with the furs as well. She's got a couple different furs of all different colours and texture sort of vibes, not knowing which colour to use. And she also doesn't have enough for just the one to use the one colour everywhere. And I'm like, just use them all mismatch. I feel like that would be really good. And she does. She listened to me. She picked up that phone and said, Brad, great idea. You've always said that. I'm like, yes, I have always said that. I always got great ideas. You're welcome. Elimination day, Corey comes into the workroom and she says that she's cut her gown into a short miniskirt. So I'm like, okay, so she's going home. She's in the bottom, if not going home. Like, Corey, this is not king behavior. Ah. Okay, straight into the runways. First up is punk grunge flappers. We have Jules Sparkles and she's wearing this pink suede velvet gown. Beautiful. She's embellished it with lots of silver pieces, silver studs, very much stringy silver necklaces, a choker, and the furs that she's got like around the rim of the dress and over her shoulders and such. The mismatching of the furs, I think, works really well together. She's got this short finger wave hair, which I think really works for the time period as well. Great look overall. Love this. Really hope she's in the top and praised. Lydia B. Collins is next. And I want to like this so bad. I think it just, the fitting is just really, really throwing it off. Because she's got this one fabric that she's kind of created like a, oh, I was going to say skin suit, but that sounds really weird. But it's like a layer over all her skin, her arms, her legs, up to her neck, over like a face kini sort of thing. And then she's got the dress on top of that. And then she's got fur trail like behind her, attached to her arms and such. And I'm like, oh, if it all just like fitted better. It's like the chaos is great. I love the chaos. I think it's very Betsy Johnson. But I think if just the fit, if she had a little bit more time, I think she really could have executed it. Oh, but her face is absolutely beautiful. 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 Then the last member of the punk grunge flappers group is Susie 2. And I think compared to the others, oh, I don't even know. Like, I don't like this look from Susie. I think it is very, very basic. It's put together nicely. It hits the points fine. But for being the third design challenge, I think she's skating by on the... I wanted something more from her. It is her aesthetic, but I'm like, am I just being biased? I don't know. It's a very simple kind of mini dress, strappy gloves, knee-length boots, fun punk rocker hair. I don't know. It's not enough for me. And I know she can push herself. Push herself, please. We then have Betsy's prom. And first up in this category is Corey King. It's just not... It's not hitting the mark. It's not hitting prom. It's not hitting Betsy Johnson. The hair is very 80s. The dress is 80s. You can kind of tell she's just hacked at it with scissors and kind of folded up the hem a bit. The bow's off. I don't understand the white... I was about to say railing, not railing. I don't know my words. I can't really talk. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's not great. I think she knows it's not great, which is really sad, but is what it is at this point. Anya comes out in this kind of tube vinyl rubber dress. And I think it's like a really fun material. And she's kind of just stuck bows to the front and the back of it. I think it's really fun. Look, she has so much energy on this runway. She looks like such a ball of fun. This is who you'd want to go to the prom with, 100%. But I don't know. I'm not mad at it. To me, this is a safe look. I'm very fine with this. Is there issues with it? Absolutely. But I think it's fun and I think she sold it. She sold it. I'm buying. We also have Lana, who I think for me was the real standout for this episode. It's a simple kind of soft baby pink little dress, but the way she's embellished it, it's kind of got some ruching to it. She's got the tulle train behind her. The hair works really well. I think it looks really beautiful, and in comparison to her other two design looks, I think this is really good for Lana. I'm really happy, and I think she's learned, she's grown, she's evolved. Excellent. And finally, we have prenup collection. First up, Arietti, and wow, the workmanship on this garment is just next level. It is fitted to her like a fitted glove. It's so beautiful. The lacing details on it, the headpiece, the pop of white in the bow tie that she's wearing, I think is really great. I will say, at the time, I'm like, this is amazing. This is everything. I love it. Now looking back at it, I don't think it's Betsy Johnson inspired enough. But you can't deny that this is the best constructed look on the runway. It's absolutely a phenomenal piece of art, and she is a seamstress, hand down, which she has proved time and time again. We have Sam Star, and it's kind of giving Kylie Minogue, Madonna moment, opposite black and white, like she's wearing a bra and a flare-out skirt, kind of Dior silhouette sort of vibes, sunglasses, bandanas, very fun. I think it's fun, it's safe. I think the other looks that Sam created were better. Yeah, it's good. I think it does the job. Then we have the gorgeous, stunning, beautiful Lexi Love. And she has taken inspiration from Julia Fox's wedding veil. If you haven't seen it, go look it up. It's crazy cool. So she's got this massive veil that just envelops her completely, which is lined with this like puffy tulle thing. And it looks great. And then the pop of color with like the rainbow ombre hair is such masterful detail. I love it, which gives it that little bit of Betsy. She's got her ribbons going up and down her thighs with like just a short sort of mini skirt moment. I think it's really, really beautiful. I'm so happy Lexi pulled this out of the bag. I think it's awesome. My favorite of like the looks itself would be Lexi. Least favorites would be Corey and Susie. However, the judges put in the top Jules, Arietti, and Lexi, and then the bottoms, Lydia, Corey, and Anya. For me, I think I would have switched out Anya and Susie, but there wasn't much difference between them. I see why they did it, and I knew Anya wouldn't be lip-syncing, spoiler alert, so I wasn't too mad at it. Untucked, the safe queens are Lana, Susie, and Sam. One from each design collection, interestingly enough. That's fun. They're chilling and they actually decide to have like a fake fight when the other girls come back in, and it's kind of like realistic. Susie's sitting there like pretending to just be like, oh my God, what's going on? And Lana and Sam are just absolutely screaming at each other. It's so great. It's camp. It's fun. This is what we love to see. The other queens come back in and they're like giving into it for a bit, and they're like, no, it's just a bit. And I was like, oh, but they were like, oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? I'm like, this is fun. I like this. Silly, goofy fun, you know? Some of the queens also go around and asking who they think's going home, and basically everyone says Corey, and everyone's pretty much under the assumption that's going to be Lydia and Corey going against each other. And it's like, if you're in any sort of close relationship on this show, it's like, when you're lip-syncing against each other, it's just a matter of time, honestly. It's going to happen, so you've done it to yourself, and the producers have taken this opportunity. And can you blame them? No. Great TV. Great TV. Back on the main stage, Jules is announced as the winner. And I could have, at the time, I was like, I see this going to Lexi. But now looking back at it, I'm like, Jules is so much more inspired by Betsy Johnson. And I think it's more like Betsy-esque overall. Whereas I just liked Lexi's look as it was. So I see why it's gone to Jules. And I am so happy that Jules has finally got a win. I think she's deserved one for a while. So I'm really happy that she's on the board now. And look, unsurprisingly, the bottom two are Lydia and Corey, the love couple having to fight each other. The lip sync song is Kiss Me Deadly by Lita Ford. And this is a really fun song. I haven't heard this before. It was really, really fun. They performed it amazingly. Two lovebirds going against each other. Kiss Me Deadly, you know, what are the chances of that? I mean, really fun and catchy. They end it with like a full makeout session, which is so camp. Lydia's makeup is smudged. It's great. It's like, this is what I think everyone was like, is this what it's leading up to? And it was. And I was like, excellent. I would have given the win to Lydia based off the performance and also track record. It's Corey's third time in the bottom. And I am correct. Lydia B. Collins, Shantae, you stay. Which means sadly, it is time for Corey King to sashay away. And at the start of the season, I was like, she's in my top four, like hands down, she's going all the way. So I'm really sad that she didn't get to go further and I got to see more of her. But I would love to see her back on an All-Stars season. I think a little bit more time to grow and really just being herself and true to her art, you know? But seriously, I love her. Wishing you all the best. Really infectious, bubbly personality. And I can't wait to see what she does. Her exit line was, at the end of the day, all you can do is laugh. And that's it. Go out on a positive note. We love to see it. We love you, Corey King. Go give her a follow. And that is the end of episode 9. I can't believe we're already 9 episodes in. That's crazy. I feel like we just started this yesterday. That's gone so quickly. Next week, episode 10. Episode 10. There are only, 8 queens left? Not many weeks now until the finale. It's creeping up on us. I'm excited. I think my top two of the season is Anya and Lexi. They're going to be my predicted top two, but we'll see how we go. Anything can happen. Anything can change. All right, let me know your thoughts on the episode. If you agree with the winner, if you agree with the sashay away, remember to like, comment, subscribe. Let us know your positive comments. If it's negative, leave that shit in the past. We don't need that. Follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. See all the behind the scenes content of moi, your host, Brad. This has been I've Always Said That. Love you. Bye.